unsolved mysteries. Over the past several decades, the U.S., Canada, and Europe have received a great deal of media and even research attention over unusual phenomena and unsolved mysteries. These include UFOs, as well as sightings and encounters with non-human creatures, such as Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. Only recently has Latin America begun to receive some attention as well. Although the mysteries of the Aztec, Mayan, and Inca civilizations have been known for centuries, now the public is also becoming aware of unusual, paranormal phenomena in countries such as Peru. The Nazca Lines of Peru were discovered in the 1930s. These lines are deeply carved into a flat, stony plain and form about 300 intricate pictures of animals, such as birds, a monkey, and a lizard. Seen at ground level, the designs are a jumbled senseless mess. The images are so large that they can only be viewed at a height of 1,000 feet, meaning from an aircraft. Yet, there were no aircraft in 300 BC. When it is judged, the designs were made. Nor were there then, or are there now, any nearby mountain ranges from which to view them. So how and why did the native people of Nazca create these marvelous designs? One answer appeared in 1969, when the German researcher and writer Heinrich von Däniken proposed that the lines were drawn by extraterrestrials as runways for their aircraft. The scientific community did not take long to scoff at and abandon von Däniken's theory. Over the years, several other theories have been put forth, but none has been accepted by the scientific community. Today, there is a new and heightened interest in the Nazca Lines. It is a direct result of the creation of the Internet. Currently, there are over 60 sites dedicated to this mystery from Latin America's past. And even respected scientists have joined the discussion through email and chat rooms. Will the Internet help explain these unsolved mysteries? Perhaps it is a step in the right direction.